Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And at 8:49, I'm Jay Pearson for Dave Dickey with our pre-opening market report here. The government, as you've been hearing this morning, says inflation at the wholesale level surged unexpectedly in January, reflecting sharply higher prices for gasoline and other energy products. Labor Department reported this morning wholesale prices increased by 0.8% last month, the biggest gain since last July, and sharply above the 0.2% increase economists had expected. The acceleration was led by a 3.7% surge in energy prices, with gasoline prices jumping by 15%, the biggest gain in 14 months. Oil rallied toward $36 a barrel yesterday ahead of key U.S. inventory data, while the dollar's weakness and a recovery in global stock markets offered a support to oil prices. OPEC is worried about high inventories but says it's too early to say if the group needs to cut output further. At its meeting next month, oil ministers will meet March 15th in Vienna to set supply policy. Gold eased from a seven-month high that it hit early yesterday as investors took profits as the day went on, but it's expected to push toward highs above $1,000 an ounce on rising interest in the metal as a haven from risk. The number of unemployed workers receiving unemployment benefits jumped to an all-time high near 5 million, while new jobless claims remain well above 600,000. The Labor Department says new applications for benefits totaled 627,000 last week, the same as the previous week, but that was still more than the 620,000 claims economists expected. Some more earning reports are in. They're mixed. Hormel Food, the maker of Spam and other products, says fiscal first quarter profit fell by 8%. Media company EW Scripps says it lost more than $19 million in the fourth quarter because of declining advertising revenue. But Sprint Nextel says it lost $1.6 billion as it continued to lose subscribers and revenue. CVS Caremark, on the other hand, says profits rose 17% in the fourth quarter. Newmont Corporation, one of the largest mining companies in the world, says it returned to profitability in the fourth quarter, earning $10 million or 2 cents a share.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We'll take a look at overnight trade on the commodity markets and talk things over with Ellen Dearden of AgriView and Morton in just a few minutes. Want to remind you, tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Paris, 6:30 p.m., the presentation start for the next Ag Outlook meeting, and Todd Gleason will be there with Daryl Good, U of I Ag economist, and Terry Munson of Premier Ag Rantoul, and Ken Holzapple of Total Grain Marketing in Effingham, Gene Payne, president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, will be there. That's tonight at 6:30. That's when the program starts at the Knights of Columbus in Paris. Right now, Mike Sola with the growing area's weather.
Thank you, Jay. And first off, talk a little bit about South America, where they did not pick up any rain in Argentina, no significant rain. They do look for some precipitation that will reinforce a very good outlook for soybeans across the middle portion of Argentina. Relief to dryness and crop stress will be most significant in southern Santiago del Estero, northwestern Santa Fe, and far northern Cordoba, where recent dryness has begun to stress the unirrigated crop there. Not much relief from dryness or crop stress is predicted for La Pampa or southern Buenos Aires, although a little rain and some cooler conditions are expected to develop there. It does look like a weather system or series of weather systems disturbances that will move into the area in early March will bring an increase in rainfall. And that should occur through at least the first week of March with at least two, maybe three weather systems possibly bringing some rain to the crop areas of Argentina. In Brazil, they are poised for to receive timely rainfall supporting normal crop development. The situation will be good for most summer crops, and their reproductive potential remaining quite favorable. Early harvest progress continuing to advance in a relatively normal manner. They've got almost 10%. They report 8% of the crop already out of the field, and northeastern portions of the nation will be the least favored for significant precipitation over the next 10 days. The region will not be completely dry, and good crop development is still quite likely there. In the U.S., we have a couple weather systems, one that raced through dropping some locally significant snowfall. Right now there's snow falling across northern Indiana and heavier snow across eastern Ohio in through western Pennsylvania. And I did just get a report from Scott Althoff, who was driving in Monticello, and he said the snow was coming down, could barely see. It's just a very narrow band that will clear out. We have another disturbance that will push into the area, and it could bring some significant snowfall. It looks like generally from eastern Illinois in through and across Indiana to western Ohio, we could see up to 2 to 6 inches, actually from eastern Iowa all the way in through southern Michigan and Ohio. Moisture totals for this system will not be all that significant, but the colder air in place will mean a fluffy snow, and that means that travel conditions could be a little bit hazardous as we get into the early portion of the weekend. Other areas around the country, they had some big storms across the Delta and the Southeast. They brought some heavy rain to areas from Georgia into west central South Carolina, anywhere from 3/4 to 1.5 inches or just over 1.5 inches of rain reported. Rain amounts elsewhere from about 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch, with some local amounts up over 1 inch. And the conditions also brought some severe weather to that area. High temperatures across the Delta were in the 70s with some 60s in the north and some low to middle 80s in central and northern Louisiana into western Mississippi. Highs across the southeastern states were only in the 40s and 50s from northeastern Georgia into Virginia. Light rain will return to the Delta Friday night into Saturday and southeastern states Saturday into Sunday. Some of the rain will change to snow in the northern areas of both regions. Coverage is expected to be almost 100%, with 1/4 inch in the Delta and 50% coverage in the southeastern states, with about 1/4 inch of rain expected there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Just a reminder, the weekly net export sales, normally released on Thursday, are pushed back until tomorrow because of Monday's President's Day holiday. The overnight trade, March wheat in Kansas City, opened at 546.25. That was down 0.25 on the open, up 3.25 on the last trade. May at 554.5 was unchanged on the open, up 2.5 on the last trade. The spring March wheat at 622.5, up 2.5 and up 4.5. May at 603, up 0.25 and up 3.25. March in Chicago opened at 511, up 0.25. Last traded 3.75 higher. May at 522 is down 1 on the open, up 3 on the last trade. July 534.5, down 0.25 and up 3.25. September at 557.25, down 0.5 and down 0.5. And December at 581 was up 2.25 on the open and up 1.25 on the last trade. March corn, 349, down 0.25, up 3.5. May at 357.5, down 0.5 and up 3. July at 367, down 0.25 and up 2.75. September at 376, unchanged on the open and up 2.5 on the last trade. December, 386.5, down 1 and up 2.5. The March soybeans opened at 885.5, down 2, last traded up 8. May, 884.75, down 1.75 on the open. Last trade up 7.5. July, 888.25, down 2.5, up 5.5. And August at 882, make that 890 on the open, up 8. Also up 8 on the last trade. November at 833.75, down 2, up 6.25. The March soybean meal at 277.30, down 10 on the open, up 220 on the last trade. And March oil at 3046, up 4 and up 30. And Alan Dearden joins us now from AgriView in Morton. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Jay.
And what do you see in those numbers?
I see that we're starting to see some commercial support. Particularly in the corn, secondarily in the beans. We're grossly oversold starting in yesterday's trade, and I think the corn market will be up 3 to 5 cents at the outset. Certainly, we're going to talk about expiration of these March options, March grain options, on Friday, tomorrow. And I think there'll be a real urgency to put March corn between that 340 and 360 strike prices that are so popular.
Mm-hmm.
On the bean side, Jay, we'll be up a nickel to a dime type of thing. Still talking about Argentina. It's going to looks like it's going to be 100 degrees plus there over the next couple of days. And still talk about a pending strike by Argentine farmers who are upset about an export tax. And the start date for that last year was March 10th, and that looks like maybe could be coming up too. Meal is the thing that's offered a lot of pressure due to livestock numbers, but it will still be higher. On the wheat side, Jay, maybe 3, as much as 5 higher. It's kind of the laggard here. 7-week low technically is due between today, Thursday, and next Monday in the wheat.
All right, Ellen. Anything on the outside markets? Excuse me.
The fact that the stock market is a little firmer this morning, we're up about 50 points in the Dow, I think is a big plus. The cattle market is going to focus on this cattle on feed report coming out Friday mm-hmm. afternoon. Going to be a little bit of pressure probably on the futures.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. That's Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton. The Dow right now up 32 and three quarters at 75.88. The NASDAQ up 10 and a half at 14.78 and a half. And the S&P 500 is up about 8 and a quarter at 796.70. And you're listening to WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We're a listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. News from the BBC now at a minute past 9.